What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And we're going to take one more phone call. Then we're going to close the lines for a bit because I got a bunch of news to get through. Bronson in Hawaii. Aloha, brah. What's up?
Oh, nothing much. I just want to discuss. I heard from a friend of mine that you guys was talking about the cost of freight and stuff coming to and from Hawaii. And
yes.
It is very expensive, and it's hard to sell your product, because I sell charcoal, and to get my charcoal across the ocean to the United States is very hard to do because of the rates or what we're being charged for. And the thing is that, you know, I heard the president say that, you know, he's cutting out Mexico and
hello, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, you're fading in and out. I don't know why, but first of all, let me respond to that. Part of the problem is we are way out here in the ocean, and the shipping companies are because overall volume of shipping is way, way down. They're having to charge more for the shipping that is, in fact, taking place. And it's not helped by the fact that here in Hawaii, we basically have a single company monopoly, Matson, that basically has it all. And so they're pretty much allowed to do whatever they want to do. But we've reached the point where a lot of mainland companies won't even ship to Hawaii or Alaska anymore. I can't tell you the number of times I've gone out to eBay to try and find some piece of equipment I need, and there'll be the little red thing here, does not ship to Hawaii or Alaska, and I'll contact them and say, I'm willing to pay the extra shipping. They're saying, no, it's just too much trouble to deal with, and we're sorry, we'll miss you as a customer, but, you know, we're in a very real way, we're already being cut off from the mainland U.S. Economically. So,
you know, the president was mentioning about Mexico, and, you know, we have to cut out, you know, like I said, 90% of our food is imported from the United States, from Mexico, from China. You know, if the food is an issue, then why don't we focus on Hawaii producing the food, because the lands are fertile? Instead of building homes for house more rich people, how about using the natives to produce food so that we can build the economics on the islands and sustain ourselves as people, as the tenants to the islands? You know what I'm saying?
Well, you're absolutely right here, but of course the globalists don't want any part of the world to be self-sufficient because they profit off of that interdependence around the world, because they're sitting astride the lines of communication. There are, here on Oahu, a huge number of these housing projects that have been built that are, for the most part, sitting empty. They can't find people to buy the houses, and they're sitting on what was once farmland. Now, of course, Mexico is embargoing sugar from the United States. If we still had our sugar fields and sugar mills here in Hawaii, we'd be in a great position to help our economy to recover. But we've been led down
Not only sugar cane. I mean, we had pineapple. We had all this. But the thing is, it's too expensive. And we got, you know, if the president is executive, you know, making a lot of the executive orders to eliminate certain stuff, why don't he make an executive order to bring the prices down and have Matson work with us, the people of Hawaii?
I think it would be a really good idea. He could go one step further, and that is we could, like, end all this TSA nonsense in our very tourism-dependent state here. And if they're worried about terrorists, you know, they can get them at the borders of the mainland U.S. But Hawaii's economy really began to downturn when TSA started treating visitors to our island like they were going in and out of prisoner of war camps. And I've had people who, before TSA, used to come out here from Great Britain every single year for a vacation, and then they stopped and said, we can't enjoy ourselves anymore. We can't relax because it does feel like it's an internment camp around there. Despite all the glitz of Waikiki, the cameras are very oppressive, the treatment, and now, of course, TSA's pat-downs are getting even more intrusive than they were before. It's almost like they're trying to strangle any place with a tourism economy.
Right, right, and I agree with that because it's ridiculous. But in other words, what we should do is, maybe, you know, the problem and the solution to that problem is we should all petition. We because we all can agree that this is an issue and petition against it. Because
the problem with the petitions is so far we're just complaining. Okay, I agree with you on that last part. So far, though, the petitions have not really accomplished much of anything. Even when they go over that 100,000 signature level, the response we get back from the certainly from the Obama White House was, "Yes, we saw your petition, and no, we're not going to do anything about it." Let me finish this thought, and then I'm going to let you go. I really do see our federal government heading towards a Soviet Union style collapse. And what we in Hawaii should be getting ready to do is to become an independent republic again, like we once were before the U.S. government stole our stole Hawaii. And we need to be ready for that. We need to be ready with our own currency, the way they're starting to bring back the franc in France and the lira in Italy. We've got to be ready to hit the ground running with a new system if that support from the mainland and the Federal Reserve breaks
off. What you're leaving out right now is we didn't need to build the infrastructure with food. We only got food for the last 3 days on this island. And if we don't start producing food, then we can't sustain ourselves.
I agree.
So
in a month, we'll be eating the tourists.
Yeah, and I agree, man. And I guess we're on the same page, and we just got to work together and try to accomplish all the goals that we need to fix these islands. You know, we need to work together on this because, you know, we need each other.
Yeah, so we absolutely do.
We got to start
building our sense of local community. Get off of the social media, which spreads us all over the globe, and just say, "Hi, you're my neighbor. I'm your neighbor. How are you? Let's be friends," and start building up that. But I agree. Hawaii's government made a big, big mistake allowing our agriculture to decline in favor of building up real estate investments, which are all going bust right now. It was a bad mistake, and they refused to carry through on the high-tech development. They've cut their own throat with the film incentive tax credits. They cut those, and now, of course, all the movies are going down to New Zealand. Anyway, listen, Bronson, I need to let you go. Need to get on back to the news here. Mahalo for the phone call. And we're going to close the phone lines for a bit because I got some important points I need to make. Getting on back to the war. Oh, first of all, we're going to do a shout-out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And the United Nations is now accusing Turkey of killing hundreds of Kurds in southeastern Turkey. This is a three-way war going on. There's no one side versus the other. It's a whole bunch of different players in there with different agendas. This report by the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights is detailing how operations by the Turkish infantry, artillery, tanks, and aircraft drove up to 500,000 people from their homes over the 17-month period from July of 2015 to the end of last year. And, of course, Erdogan is a wild card. He's up there in his little tiff with the Netherlands. There are war crimes going on all over the place. And, again, we're seeing a lot of that down in Yemen. The people of Yemen are being starved by this Saudi blockade of all their ports. They can't get any food in there. And the U.S. just turns a blind eye. And apparently the primary motive for all of this goes back to that island that's owned by Yemen, Socotra Island. And as I said, you can look at it in Google Earth or Flash Earth, but those are images from 2004, 2005. And the reports we're getting is that the U.S. Navy is constructing a huge Navy base on that island in order to project power across the Gulf region and the Indian Ocean itself. Little article up here from RIMF.com, why everybody but NATO lives happily with Russia. And you need to understand something about the military-industrial complex. Their profits go up when there is conflict somewhere, anywhere in the world. You go back and you watch Oliver Stone's film JFK, and the mysterious Mr. X is talking to Jim Garrison, and Mr. X is thought to have been based on Fletcher Prouty. And Mr. X is saying, you know, look, before Kennedy, there's no war, there's no money. And, after Johnson cranks it all of a sudden the money is pouring out of the pockets of the American people and into the defense contractors. And Eisenhower did warn us about that. Now, we have been saying for years that our government wanted to bring back at least the Cold War because they wanted to have an enemy they could wag at us so that we would be scared into obedience. We would be scared into not asking for our tax money to be spent on the American people. We'd be scared into just saying, yes, take our money, make bombs, bullets, submarines, whatever you want to make here. And here, take my child for your wars as well. The problem with any Cold War, of course, is the possibility that it could turn hot. And if that happens, we're going to be in serious situations. Last week, we were talking about French pilots who've been flying up there over Syria, seeing the Russians, and they're saying Russia has just absolutely caught up in terms of aviation, military aviation. Meanwhile, we've got the F-35. They can't get the onboard cannon to work, so what do? They're strapping another cannon to the belly. They're literally duct taping a weapon system together here. Now, this is a very alarming story. This is from Donga.com. Six armed North Korean soldiers crossed the border into China. There have been no reports of crimes or accidents. They're just there, and the alert has gone on out. Be on the lookout for North Korean soldiers wandering around the hinterland of China. And apparently, this has happened multiple times. Now, are they really North Korean? Maybe. I can't imagine Kim Jong-un being that crazy, although he's close. Or this could be a third party trying to start war between North Korea and China. Remember how Adolf Hitler took a bunch of people, dressed them as Polish militia, and attacked the radio station in Gliwice. We have to be very, very careful, because any time any leader in history wants to initiate a war, he has to lie and deceive his people into it. Because otherwise, they're not going to do it. War is very hard work. It's very poorly paying. You have to leave your home and your family. And there's a very real risk you're going to lose important bits of your body. Any leader stands up and says, I want all of you to just stand up and march into this next country, take all of their wealth and bring it back and give it to me, the people are going to say you're out of your mind. The leader has to craft a myth, a legend that says, they're coming to get you unless you get them first. All wars in history have been started with lies, fraud, and deception. Please keep that in mind as you keep hearing these lurid headlines. Now, apparently, as part of this 60-day exercise that's taking place off the coast of North Korea, U.S. Navy SEALs are rehearsing to do a decapitation strike against the North Korean leadership. That's a very dangerous thing, because if you start targeting the leadership of your enemy country, they feel justified in targeting the leadership of our country. If our soldiers torture captives from the enemy country now feels justified torturing our kids. The rules of war are supposed to keep things civilized. The rules of war are not there to protect the enemy. The rules of war exist to protect the soul of our military so that they believe what they did was right and they don't have to live with dark memories of the bad things they did. Doesn't always work, by the way. Meanwhile, over in the Philippines, President Duterte has said he has told the Philippine military to assert Philippine ownership of a large ocean region off the country's northeastern coast where Chinese survey ships were spotted last year. And Duterte is saying that they're trying to assert ownership of Benham Rise in a friendly way, saying we have to be friendly because we couldn't actually go up in a fight against China. Unless, of course, we can convince the United States to come in on our side, and then it's a completely different matter. Now, as you know, starting with George W. Bush, the U.S. government has been modernizing and upgrading its nuclear arsenal. Part of it has to do with the fact that those fissionables, some of the fissionables in the weapons do have short half-lives. Some of them have very long half-lives. Some of the materials are very short. Tritium, which is used for fusion boosting in multi-stage thermonuclear weapons, only has a half-life of 12 years. Has to be replaced. And the guidance systems need to be upgraded. If you remember about a month ago, there was this embarrassment where the British Navy was testing a Trident missile, and it went in exactly the wrong direction. In fact, it was flying toward North America by the time they pulled the plug on it. So how do they get these nuclear weapons around? Well, they don't like to fly them in airplanes because there have been airplanes carrying nuclear weapons that have crashed. There was one that happened in the Mediterranean several years ago. There was the one that lost its nuclear weapon off the coast of Savannah, Georgia. And so they use trucks, unmarked trucks. And those trucks are on the roads of the United States of America in the hope that they will not get into some kind of an accident or happen to be on a bridge when it finally collapses here. But apparently this agency, the Office of Secure Transportation, $237 million a year. They have a fleet of 42 tractor trailers. And they're just driving these city-destroying bombs all over the country back and forth. Now, here's another reason why I think Donald Trump is being a bit of a disappointment. Apparently, the Trump administration is attempting to block testimony on the CIA's use of torture. And there was this lawsuit against the two architects of the CIA's torture program. It's been dragging on for 2 years in an attempt to hold the creators of this program accountable for violations of international law. And apparently the Trump administration is invoking state secrets privilege to prevent the two men accused of creating the program from testifying in court. Now, I don't know that. Well, I mean, Trump at one point said, yes, it's okay to torture. Then he was advised by one of his nominees for the cabinet, no, torture doesn't actually produce useful intelligence. But it seems Trump is still on the fence on that one. But the reality is that when you go back to the CIA's torture program at Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo and all the rest of it, it never once actually led to a real weapon of mass destruction. A lot of false alarms. We were getting those code red, there's a terror attack. And they were all started by somebody being tortured, just saying whatever would come into his head that would get the pain to stop. So let's talk about the economic news. Everyone's worried about the global debt bomb. Everybody's struggling to just keep up with all these usurious interest payments to the central banks. Right now, the global debt averages out as $21,714 for every single man, woman, and child on the planet. Now, obviously, for wealthy industrialized nations like the United States of America, $21,000 doesn't seem like that much money. Actually, it would be enough for Claire and I to get back to the mainland. But for people in the third world, that's more money than they could even imagine in their head. Because private central banking is deliberately designed to be a debt slave trap. It's always going to produce more debt than money with which to pay the debt. And now it's reached the point where the debt is unsustainable. And there's no new wealth coming in on the interstellar trade ships with which to fix it. The pyramid is going to collapse. And that's exactly what private central banking is. A 300-year-old Ponzi scheme. And it's going to implode. It's only a matter of time. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more economic news after these few words.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And hello, hi, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we're talking about the economic conditions around the world. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog, a massive cascade of Eurozone defaults coming up. They just cannot keep up with the greed of the money junkies. And because of the linkage of their various economies, when one goes, it could take the whole thing down. That's one of the downsides of globalism. Now, I've always held that international borders serve the same purpose as fireproof doors in a building or watertight hatches in a ship. They contain an accident, so the whole structure is not destroyed. If you prop open the fireproof doors, you lock open the watertight hatches, it may feel like things are working faster and better, but the first leak sinks the boat, the first fire takes down the entire building. It was because of economic globalism that the 2008 meltdown of Wall Street's mortgage-backed security fraud spread to Europe and almost destroyed their banking system. They can't keep it up. There is no way to keep it up. Meanwhile, the European Union has extended sanctions against Russia over the Ukraine crisis for another 6 months, even though there is absolutely no evidence Russia had anything to do with it. But by golly, we're going to go on blaming Russia and we're going to sanction them. And the fact that the sanctions are causing serious economic harm to ordinary Europeans who used to sell their products to Russia is, of course, completely unimportant to Brussels. Yes, we're driving all you farmers out of business, but it's a sacrifice we are willing to make. Amazing. Now, a little bit of good news. Iceland is now ending capital controls. It's been 8 years since that banking crash, the 2008 meltdown, and Iceland did the right thing. They wrote off all the debt created through fraud. They started throwing the crooked bankers into jail. Their economy is doing very well, and now they have ended the capital controls. They're on their way up. And you're not going to hear about this anywhere in the corporate media, because otherwise Americans might say, let's do what Iceland did to get out of this economic mess. And of course, the money junkies don't want that. You will stay poor and you will stay our debt slaves, and you must make do with less so that we can have more. It's the way they're acting here. Meanwhile, because home prices and everything else in California is getting just out of control, expensive, more people are leaving California than moving in. A lot of them are going over to Texas where things are a lot better. And California may still be the home of movie stars and high-tech whiz kids, but ordinary, lower middle class, working class Californians are leaving. They don't feel there's anything there for them because of the out-of-control rents. So at some point, when there is a negative population growth in a state, sooner or later, it's going to hit the rents and the real estate prices, and we're going to be back in that mess of underwater mortgages and voluntary defaults. They really have just totally, totally messed this up. Now then, we've been talking about Bitcoin and Cloak and all these other virtual currencies, and apparently the Federal Reserve has decided they're going to get in on the action. The Federal Reserve is planning on issuing its own cryptocurrency, the Fedcoin, and they are already lobbying for this to be the only cryptocurrency you will be allowed to use. Why? Because if you want to use Fedcoin, you must borrow it at interest from the Federal Reserve. This is just a virtual copy of the paper money scam created out of thin air, loan it into circulation, charge interest on it. And so we're going to see a coordinated attack against cryptocurrencies that are not under the control of the money junkies. So let's talk about Europe, the refugee crisis, migration, that too is not showing any signs of letting up. It's not working out for the globalists. We're going to take a break for commercials here, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. We're going to take a phone call from Richard in Alabama. Aloha, Richard. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, please research the Gliwice straw man.
I have. Okay.
Well, it was never used by Germany as an excuse for the war with Poland.
Wait a minute. 24 hours. We even have the recording on my website. 24 hours after Gliwice, Hitler went on radio, the Volksfunk, and said, we've been attacked by Poland. And the invasion
and
of Poland followed
true.
That was true,
but it wasn't Gliwice.
Okay, well, we're going to agree to disagree on this one. All right, here we are. Now then, we're going to close the lines again. Getting on back to the refugee crisis over there in Europe here. Story coming out of Investment Watch Blog. Viktor Orban is out there saying that the European Union migration is a Trojan horse that under the guise of helping these poor refugees, that they are in fact bringing in a population that is hostile to Europeans, that is hostile to the European culture, hostile to the European religions. And it's wide open, and we're seeing all of this crime and rape and violence all over Europe. Now then, as you know, Donald Trump has a new version of his emergency travel ban, which is a travel ban on specific countries. And the liberal media are still out there saying, oh, it's a ban on Muslims. It's a ban on Muslims. And at least five states are filing suit against the new travel order, claiming that it is unconstitutional because it discriminates on the basis of religion. No, it does not. If you are in one of these countries, it doesn't matter if you're Muslim, Christian, Jewish, Pastafarian, Scientologist, or atheist, you're going to have the same degree of difficulty getting into the United States of America. Now, Hawaii, to my shame, is one of the states that is challenging Trump's refugee order. And again, it's all politics. Do you know how many refugees the entire state of Hawaii has taken in? Seven. That's it. We have seven of these refugees who made it out here to Hawaii, but Hawaii is out there saying, oh, we've got to challenge the ban here. Now, Title 8, U.S. Code, Section 1182, one more time for the retards out there in the Church of Liberalology. Whenever the president finds that the entry of any aliens or of any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, he may, by proclamation and for such period as he shall deem necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose upon the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem to be appropriate. It doesn't get any clearer than that. And all these people out there screaming about it, it's unconstitutional. I dare you to show me where in the Constitution a foreign national, a citizen of a foreign nation, is guaranteed a right to come into our country. You won't find it, because it's not a right, it's a privilege. This is Soros and his globalists are out there just desperate to tear down the borders and blur us all together so we forget who we are, where we came from, what we believe in. We forget our sense of self. Now, I got a note from the Netherlands chastising me. Apparently, I have been mispronouncing Geert Wilders' name. I was calling him Wilders because that's the way it phonetically sounds out, but I've been told it's Geert Wilders. And it looks like in 2 days, when they have their elections, there may be a major, major upset. Now, at the moment, the polls for Wilders have taken a little bit of a dip. He's been leading all along since last September. And they're saying maybe this latest poll is just a blip, or the polls are being rigged ahead of rigging the election itself. We know these globalists will not stop at anything to achieve their ends. They believe they serve a higher purpose of the one world government. They're as fanatical and crazy as the Scientologists are. Now, apparently there is a really big stink up between Turkey and Rotterdam, if you will, because apparently they've been trying to hold rallies up in the Netherlands to try and sway Turkish nationals living there who are allowed to vote in Turkey's elections to vote to give Erdogan expanded powers and more authority. And apparently it's a very close election. And because of violence that has been emerging at these rallies, the government of the Netherlands has shut them down. And Erdogan's out there saying, you're acting like Nazis. And it's just escalating to the point where the Dutch embassy and consulate in Turkey are now closed off out of fear of rioting and damage to that property. All of Europe is being driven crazy by this issue. Now, French presidential hopeful François Fillon, who was still dealing with the collapse of his campaign over corruption, is accusing former President François Hollande of violating the European solidarity by allowing Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu to hold a campaign meeting with Turkish expatriates in the northeastern city of Metz. For some reason, Turkey's political turmoil is now being exported to Europe along with all the Turkish refugees. So another way that that open borders thing is working out really, really well. Things have gotten so tense that German members of parliament are calling for German troops to be withdrawn from the encircling air base out of concern that Turks may break onto the base and start attacking Europeans. It really is crazy. Now, here is something that I think we need to pay attention to. Republican Congressman Stephen King yesterday posted to Twitter a message supporting Geert Wilders. And he basically said in that, we can't restore our civilization with somebody else's babies, which makes a huge amount of sense to me. Certainly in Israel, that's the prevailing attitude. We can't build the new Israel unless it's just all our babies. Israel is very pro-migration and refugee into Europe, but they won't take any in there. In fact, they're trying to figure out how to get the Ethiopian Jews to go back to Ethiopia. So, of course, the liberal media went out there, how dare you? You can build a civilization with anybody's babies, which is the hue and cry of the globalists. But Representative Stephen King, to his credit, stood up today and said, I stand by my statement. There's a man with some spine. Saudi Arabia is considering deporting 5 million of the refugees that have poured into their country, roughly 20% that have come on in. And apparently, Saudi Arabia's concern is there are now so many migrants and refugees that they could demand naturalization and citizenship rights, meaning they would now be voting in Saudi Arabia's elections. And Saudi Arabia does not feel that its political system is secure enough. And Saudi Arabia is basically saying these people are coming on in, declaring themselves to be the new demographic majority and voting themselves a country they want. It's an invasion only without the rifles and the tanks and the gas and everything else. And everybody's starting to dig their heels in. And Soros and the globalists are out there saying, no, this is a good idea. You got to let all these people in. Do what Sweden did. Just accept the fact that your women are going to be raped and don't talk about it. Here in the United States of America, especially in New York City, apparently advocacy organizations are starting to put on training sessions and hand out pamphlets and guides to the refugees and illegal immigrants on how to evade and duck customs enforcement officials. I think that comes under the heading of aiding and abetting, and in point of fact, there is a provision under Title 8 that says these people can go to prison for harboring illegal immigrants. Donald Trump needs to start enforcing the existing laws on these people here. We're getting into real bread and circuses nonsense here. Now, over at Pitzer College, you're going to love this one. Over at Pitzer College, Leandra Vargas, who's a Latino college student, is demanding white people pay for her upcoming spring break because she feels due to the enslavement of her people, she's owed the help. You people abused and enslaved my ancestors. Therefore, you should pay for my spring break. By the way, 1/3 of college students are actually using part of their student loan for spring break. Not very smart to be doing, but it is a wild party. But so this Leandra Vargas is out there saying, because you have oppressed me and my people, you must pay for my spring break. This reparations thing is just getting completely out of control. And I want to make a point here. This idea of collective guilt is just another control mechanism, exploitation, brainwashing, whatever you want to call it. I refuse to accept responsibility for anything that happens on planet Earth that is not under my direct control. Certainly for things that happened before I was born, I accept no responsibility or guilt. Deal with it. And you should all do the same. I'm getting tired of all these Black Lives Matter activists running around and saying, well, you owe us because your ancestors owned slaves. And I'll say, actually, my ancestors ran a station on the Underground Railroad. Don't you owe me money? No, you owe us money because we're oppressed and you're white and it's collective. And it's just another cash grab. They want free handouts at everybody else's expense. Now, at a college in Illinois, Southern Illinois University, one of the snowflakes down there is saying that they want to have a nap-in. In other words, while they're at college, they want a class period where they can just take a nap so that they can dream about a better world of diversity and social justice. I'm not kidding. That's their idea. They want to take time out from actually going to class and studying anything to just take a nap on the quad and dream about this better world that they're bringing in. Amazing. Up in New York State, the New York State Board of Regents will be considering tomorrow whether to scrap a teacher literacy exam known as the Academic Literacy Skills Test. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of old-fashioned that when a student goes to a school at any level, the teacher should know more than they do. The teacher should be well-educated, should be literate, should be skilled in math and science. Common sense. But apparently, NBC up in New York is reporting that because an outsized percentage of Black and Hispanic teachers fail this standard literacy test, they're going to drop the test. Now, call me silly. I would say, let's hire literate people to teach our children how to be literate. And if these groups are not literate, they shouldn't be considered as teachers. Except there's a quota system. We must have so many Black teachers and so many Hispanic teachers. And when you create a society where people's advancement is based on being a certain ethnic group or a certain religion, you've disincentivized achievement. They're not going to work on improving their literacy and their science and their math skills because they're just going to wait there and hope their lottery number comes on up. So we're going to have schools in New York State where the teachers fail a basic literacy test. What kind of a job do you think they're going to do teaching children? Well, they'll just follow the guide in Common Core. Believe in human-caused global warming. Believe the Second Amendment does not grant you a right to keep and bear arms. Just believe as you're told. That's all you need to know in the new United States of America. Boy, whatever happened to meritocracy? We need to bring it back here. Carleton University, okay, concerned about the fact that a scale, a weight scale, might trigger and offend the overweight students, had it removed from the gym. Now, normally people who are involved in physical culture and working out and exercise, they want to weigh themselves to see if they're losing weight or they're putting on muscle mass and everything. But because the people who've been made obese by monosodium glutamate and aspartame and growth hormones in the chicken, the beef, are feeling very unhappy about their physical self, they took the scale out. Well, if you don't want to see what the scale is going to tell you about yourself, don't get on the scale. Really? No, the scale is offensive. It's passing judgment on me. All right, scale's gone. And to show just how completely ridiculous all of this stuff has become, somebody sent me a couple of scans out of a Twitter feed that I'm going to read you. The first one is just a friendly reminder that you should call your animals by gender neutral or multiple pronouns they can understand. And it is possible for an animal to be transgender. Your cat having a male attribute does not make it male. It's animal abuse to misgender your animals. I guess this is what they're teaching in those colleges in between nap time. It, it's reached a point of ridiculousness. The rest of the world has to be looking at the United States and saying, are those people all on drugs? Yeah, 25% of us are. 25% of Americans are on those prescription antidepressants. And a lot of this stuff that we're seeing is the kind of behavior that happens to people who are having adverse reactions to prescription antidepressants. But it makes money. Selling people pills makes money, and that makes it okay. Even if it's messing up their brains, it's not like we expect them to actually use those brains in the future. They're just here to be do what they're told to do and breed more workers and breed more soldiers and just obey and believe. And that's all we really expect out of them. Because after all, they're just the alloy. And we Morlocks will make all the key decisions here. Pass the ketchup. Now, there's been a new development in the case of Michael Brown. We're coming up here in a commercial break. When we come on back, this is a lesson in the media and in deceptive editing. We'll be right back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about Michael Brown, who was killed by the police. And apparently, you probably remember there was a short video clip that was shown all over the corporate media that made it look like Michael Brown was shoplifting from a store just before the altercation with the police to try and justify the fact that the police just gunned this kid down. Well, apparently somebody got the unedited video as part of a new documentary. And when you watch the whole video without any editing to it, it appears that Michael Brown was trading a bag of marijuana for the cigarettes that he is then shown walking out of the store carrying. Now, this, of course, has prompted the defenders of the police to say, well, see, he was a drug dealer. He was a drug dealer. And this, in turn, and you're not going to believe this one, over on CNN, Chris Cuomo, on his show this morning, said that just because we had a video of this guy dealing drugs doesn't make him a drug dealer. That's stretching a point into an ellipse. Now, I'm not supporting the shooting of Michael Brown. We already know that there's a huge amount of unjustified, disproportionate force applied by the police against Americans. Now, if Michael Brown did commit some kind of a crime, he deserved his day in court, as do we all when we're accused of a crime, our right to a trial by jury. And instead, what we got was Michael Brown was being tried in the corporate media to make him look like a thief. And it turns out that he did, after a fashion, pay for the cigarettes. Now, apparently over in Washington, D.C., there's a lawyer who's worth $1.5 million right now, and his wife, Fidelis Agbapuranawu, who's an immigrant from Nigeria, has just been arrested for fraudulently applying for food stamps and welfare. Her husband's worth $1.5 million. Our nation has just lost its moral compass. Amazing. All right, let's talk about computer stuff. There we go. As you know, over in Munich some years ago, they abandoned the Microsoft Office software and went to open source and Linux. And now all of a sudden, the city leadership is saying, well, we want to get rid of the open source. We want to go back to Windows. And the manager of Munich's central IT facility is saying, there's no practical reason to do this. You'd be writing off millions of euros and years of work to ditch this Linux-based system that is running the city perfectly right now. And frankly, I think somebody got bought, because what the city of Munich is saying is, let's dump the open source software and go with a commercial product from a company with a long history with American spy agencies. Somebody got bought. We're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to get yourself better overall health, and
call them now, toll free at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com, and use promo code TALK.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.